summertime here, and on Youth Culture Matters, we're devoting our time to shorter episodes where we're talking about purposeful parenting, addressing timely topics to encourage and equip you as parents to help your kids navigate their world in ways that bring honor and glory to God. Take a few minutes to listen in today as I share about helping your kids develop what's called habitus.
From the Center for Parent Youth Understanding, this is Youth Culture Matters. If you're a parent, youth worker, educator, counselor, grandparent, or anyone else who cares about kids, we're glad you've joined us for this practical, informative, and hope-filled podcast. This is a place where together we talk and think Christianly about the rapidly changing world of today's children, teens, and young adults.
As I look back over the course of my life, I can honestly say that profanity was never a battle for me until the summer after my senior year of high school. I grew up in a home where I never once heard a profane word pass through the lips of my parents, and that was coupled with the expectation that I was never to dishonor the Lord with my speech. That made it easy for me to avoid the temptation to curse. But when that post-high school summer job landed me on a construction crew with a group of guys who had experience and expertise in the use of expletives, I suddenly found my mind defaulting to thinking obscenities, which in turn I would sometime utter both under or over my breath. Every one of us knows firsthand that tendency we have to become like those that we spend our time with. As we watch our kids grow up through childhood and adolescence, we see how the influence of their friends and larger social groups shape how they think, believe, and behave. This influence is especially strong during the teenage years when our kids feel a deep need to fit in. This reality, which we see through observation and understand by our good parental intuition, is something that sociologists call habitus. Explained simply, habitus is the way we learn to live in the world based on the personal habits everyone around us is living and which we adopt and do habitually over and over again. Habitus is how we fit into our social setting as we conform to our surroundings in the ways we think, the ways we believe, and the ways we behave. And the more we live this way, the more entrenched living this way becomes for us as it becomes our second nature default setting. Our habitus forms us for better or for worse. As Christian parents, our high privilege and calling is to see the habitus of our kids transformed and shaped by the gospel as they learn to seek, embrace, and live out a countercultural habitus that conforms to God's will and way for their lives rather than conformity to the way and will or habitus of the world. How do we do this in a world that increasingly is opposed to the gospel? I recently found some great directives for Christian parents while reading about how the Christians living in the pagan society of ancient Rome worked to change the habitus that was so prevalent in their day. In his book, The Patient Ferment of the Early Church, Alan Kreider tells us that the Christians in Rome, which were a very small minority, worked to transform and even rewire the habitus of those who were not believers, primarily through teaching biblical truth in the context of relationships. And God used this to draw individuals to himself and to grow his church. As parents, we too need to leverage our relationship to them, our time with them, and our consequent influence on them to teach our kids the truths of the gospel and what it means to live life to God's glory. The habitus taught to our kids by our world today really is very similar to the habitus which was pervasive in ancient Rome. The Christians in Rome purposed to address this habitus, teaching young and old alike a Christian counter-habitus, focusing on sexuality, idolatry, material things, and bigotry. I want to encourage you to determine to diligently address these issues with your kids through Christian education in your home. Here are four ways to do this. First, the early Christians taught what the Bible says about God's good gift of sexuality. The Roman habitus, much like ours, emphasized sexual license and freedom without borders or boundaries. Second, the early Christians were living in a Roman world where the occult and magical arts were celebrated and practiced. Consequently, they taught dedication to God rather than to other gods or magic. They addressed the sin of idolatry head-on. Third, the Roman world was built on the selfish accumulation of wealth and possessions, and the Roman habitus promoted the pursuit of personal gain. The Christians celebrated and taught a willingness to steward wealth through gracious generosity and the sharing of one's resources. And finally, the Roman world was built on dislike and prejudice towards those who were different, an attitude that justified and resulted in their bigotry, discrimination, and violence against others, including violence towards women and children. The Christians taught that the teachings of Christ call for living amongst those who are different, praying for one's enemies, and showing kindness to those who hated them. Parents, when Jesus calls us to come and follow me, he calls us to come as we are. He doesn't, however, call us to stay as we are. After laying out the beautiful plan of the gospel, Paul tells the Romans and each of us today that because of God's great mercy in granting us adoption into new life, we are to no longer be conformed to the habits of this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You can read those verses in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Parents, teach your kids a habitus that God will use to transform their hearts as they live counterculturally with their sexuality, their first love, their handling of wealth and possessions, and their love for neighbor. Be patient. As the old saying goes, old habits die hard. We must faithfully live and proclaim truth, trusting God to do his habit-forming work in his time.
Thanks for joining us for Youth Culture Matters, a podcast from the Center for Parent-Youth Understanding. If you'd like to learn more about today's youth culture, visit our website at cpyu.org. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, email us at podcast@cpyu.org.